You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, April 17th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning, and happy Friday.
Not happy that it matters. Friday, y'all.
So most everybody is getting their stimulus checks. Either some have gotten them already,
well,
some are waiting.
Them. Yeah. Good to be them.
I got some top things you should not do with your $1,200 stimulus check. You ready?
Okay.
These are good ones now.
I'll keep this in mind if I ever get one.
Number one, don't give it to your wife and kids. They'll just spend it on nonsense like food and water.
Toilet paper.
Well, if they can get some. Purchase anything tiger related.
Oh, boo.
It's not going to last, people. Not going to last. You're going to need this money. Trust me.
Yes.
Don't hire Carrot Top to perform at your Zoom birthday party.
I have. You've rendered me practically almost
semi-speechless. No, there's more. There's more. Okay. Don't plan a vacation to Wuhan. I won't be going there very soon.
Okay.
Don't go to the gas station and fill up all your Tupperware with regular unleaded gas while it's still cheap.
Who makes up this crap? Well, that's true. That's finally, good, actually kind of a good thought.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. And finally, don't blow it on hookers and blow. Show some restraint and limit yourself to either hookers or blow, but not both. Top things we don't want to do with our stimulus check. I thought I'd spread a little... Ha ha hee hee this morning. How about we do the Who Cares News? Why not? He said.
It'll be fun, he said.
It'll be fun, he said. They'll listen, he said.
They'll laugh, he said.
Yeah, all right, it is time. It's Friday. It's the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Halle Berry.
What?
I know, right?
She's in the Who Cares News up
She's
front.
She's finally made the Who Cares News.
Wow. What's up?
Well, as part of a new feature, we're going to be calling celebrity social media posts we couldn't care less about. We're leading it off this week with Halle Berry.
Oh, my.
She posted it, finally, for you. She posted
of course,
an
for
Insta
me.
Hashtagging pillow challenge.
Okay.
So now, if you're not up to date.
No, I'm not.
Nor was I. People are posting pictures of themselves wearing only a pillow.
Oh, my. Else. Oh, my. As
I'm surprised you
George
didn't know
Takei
about this.
Would say, oh my. Only a pillow.
I'm so kind of really, really shocked that you didn't know anything about this.
I didn't know anything about
You're
this.
Usually
the
up
pillow
on the,
challenge, huh?
On the sleazy stuff. Well, if you haven't seen this.
How sleazy can a pillow be?
Depends on the size of the pillow now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a little travel pillow? You know those little neck pillows that you...
I know, I was just
feel like in the shape
that.
Of a C?
Oh, my mind went a bunch of places on that. It's not just for necks anymore. Hashtag so, pillow challenge.
Then you can hang a 10 gallon hat on.
You can hang a neck pillow on that thing. That's not what it was meant for.
You basically take a pillow and you put it in front of yourself with a belt holding it in place and nothing else.
That's it, huh? Covering all your parts.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
That's not the hope for you.
There's a dark side to Instagram. I've heard about it. I'm thinking, you know, like porn and pillows. I think porn and pillows. Does it go together? Does it go together?
I guess it's
my
guess
pillow
so.
Porn hub. Is that a thing? I don't. Wow.
Oh, my pillow. I don't have one, but they look comfy.
Well, maybe we have to get one for the hashtag pillow challenge.
My pillow porn hub.
Yeah.
Hallie's, she's striking. She's wearing a navy blue
of course
pillow.
She's striking.
With a little lace
nothing.
At the bottom of the pillowcase and a nice set of heels and a matching sun hat. Kind of like it sounds like a French maid. Also of note from celebrity social media post, Johnny Depp has finally come to Instagram.
Oh, save us. No.
He actually showed up with an 8-minute video story about isolation.
I don't have enough time. I don't care how long the pandemic goes on to watch 8 minutes of Johnny Depp on Instagram.
It was pretty depressing.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
He just talks. He opens his mouth. He's depressing. I mean,
I
it's just the way
to
he
him
talks.
Talk, but no,
it's like,
for a couple, about 30 seconds.
You should be worried about isolation because it's depressing.
Like Solange, his cologne.
Oh, his cologne commercial.
Where it starts out, I gotta get out of here. And you see him going to dig a hole.
We need to get that commercial.
So it should be, I gotta get out of here and go dig a hole.
We gotta get that commercial, and we gotta take that soundbite, lift it, so we can use it at the end of this show every day. Johnny Depp can talk us out. He can talk us off.
All right, so last night was a Disney sing-along on TV, which I forgot about. I slept right through it.
Yeah.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he posted an adorbs video of him and his little daughter singing along with You're Welcome from Moana.
Which he sings.
Yeah. In Moana. Possibly the 937th time, which I've seen for washing her hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a cute song.
Well, that's our celebrity social media wrap for this week.
And
today I have to go find that Disney sing-along thing.
Yeah.
Because I love those things. In other news, John Krasinski is hosting a virtual prom for high school seniors on his YouTube channel tonight at 8 p.m.
That's awesome. John Krasinski.
Yeah.
The YouTube channel is called Some Good News. And he gets a coat and tie, and he sits in front like he's a news anchor. Mm-hmm. He's got like an SRG logo drawn in crayon next to him, you know, and it's so cute. And he just does good news on YouTube. Not highly produced. The production value, not very good, but it's fine. Yeah.
Even better.
He's at home. He's using his iPhone. I mean, you know. Well, so he's doing a virtual prom tonight.
Prom. He's doing it for high schoolers. He might be getting hosed out of the actual thing this year.
Well, yeah, a lot of
I wonder if he'll do it. He needs to do a graduation ceremony.
That would be cool, too. That's coming.
I don't know how you can do that.
That's coming.
A lot of names to read.
Yeah.
He even posted a picture of himself from his own prom with the caption, I can't take it anymore how much you were all missing your prom, so let's do something about it. I'll DJ with some friends.
There you go. Check it out. What time is it?
It is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Tonight, the virtual prom on YouTube with John Krasinski. Look up Some Good News.
I think that'll be awesome.
Monday.
I'm curious about what friends he's going to have.
I know, right? Monday is 4:20. Willie Nelson is hosting a variety show at 4:20 Central Time on 4:20. You know, talk a little and get entertained. On YouTube. All right, that's it for us today.
Oh, goodness sakes.
We're going to go have a weekend in our house. Have yourself a good one, whatever it is you're doing.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Stay strong. And you know what? Stay happy. Stay positive.
Yeah, because God knows.
Try.
We can't all be like Johnny Depp. All right, see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.